1. Spiders. Spiders are mainly known for the webs that they build. These webs catch small insects that the spiders feed on. The silk of a spider's web is actually produced by special organs found in the lower part of the spider's body. Some people have tried to raise spiders commercially in order to harvest the silk these spiders produce, but these businesses have always failed. One reason why these businesses never stand a chance is because it takes 670,000 spiders to produce half a kilogram, 1 pound, of silk. And all of these spiders need living insects for their food. Feeding that many spiders every day is impossible for any long-term business. There are more than 30,000 known kinds of spiders in the world. And all of these spiders come in a wide variety of shapes and sizes. The largest spiders in the world live in the rainforests of South America and are known by the people who live there as the bird-eating spiders. These spiders can grow up to 28 centimeters, 11 inches, in length. This is about the size of a dinner plate. Like most spiders, the females grow larger than the males. Females can weigh as much as 11 grams, 4 ounces. The smallest kind of spider in the world can be found in Western Samoa. Spiders less than 0.5 millimeters, 0.02 inches, can be found living in plants that grow on mountain rocks. It is difficult to imagine a spider this small, but it is about the size of a period on this page. Tarantulas are the spiders that live the longest. These spiders, which are sometimes kept as pets in North America and Mexico, can live up to 25 years. People are often afraid of spider bites because of the poison found in spiders. As a matter of fact, most spider bites cannot kill humans. However, young children have died from the bites of the Brazilian wandering spider. This spider, which is not afraid to attack large animals or humans, is the most poisonous in the world. Each year, hundreds of people report that they have found this spider in their homes. It likes to hide in clothing and shoes. When someone tries to put on his, her clothes or shoes, the spider angrily bites the person several times, delivering small amounts of poison with each bite. In case of a bite, people should get help. A cure for this spider's poison does exist. However, if a child under the age of 7 is bitten, the child will probably die from these bites.